All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Real Life Podcast, a member of the Nation Network of Podcasts and delivered by DoorDash.
Welcome to Real Life, everyone.
What is going on right now?
I think that I'm in love with Matthew Tkachuk.
Are you guys all drunk?
Welcome in to episode 321 of the Real Life Podcast. Another one from the new studio, and another one where not everyone could make it because we're doing them in person now.
Whatever, we're the best.
Chalmers is digging a hole.
And Jay is?
Gone.
In Nashville.
Yeah.
Yes,
he flying somewhere.
Yeah.
Anyways, episode 321 is brought to you by the HGA Group. It was built to serve you better. When your business brings you challenges, the HGA Group, they can bring you solutions.
Oh, nice long pause. Pregnant pause.
Bag milk.
Oh, he's going to poker face us. Oh, he doesn't want to talk. He wants to poker face us.
For a second there, I got worried that your guys' mics weren't recording and it was just me. But now that we got that out of the way, we can jump into the episode.
You went to the hockey game last night.
I did. I was at the hockey game last night.
Bonnie, are you jealous or not jealous?
Because
I'm jealous, but I'm scared.
Well, I'm also thinking through the smarts of all being in a room now.
Yeah. But,
you know, whatever.
It was an eventful game. The guy that was about five rows in front of me got kicked out at the end of the second period.
Poor quad.
You
overindulged?
Oh, yeah, man. He was fucked up.
So what would you say his BPP was?
In the first period, he was sitting front row. So in the first period, he had four of the tall boy beers on the glass.
Yes, sir.
And he was standing standing up and looking at the Canucks players and doing like the throat slashing gesture. And that was like the first whistle of the game.
The fans are back.
And then by the end of the second period, he was jumping up and like body checking the glass.
Are you not allowed to do that?
No.
No.
And then he was told to put his mask on, and he put it over his eyes when security came.
Yeah, you got to.
And then I looked up at the top of the section, and I saw, like, the RCMP officers. I'm like, ooh, this guy's night is done. But his buddy stayed, and I respect that.
Oh, wow, they only ejected the one guy.
Yeah.
No collateral damage.
His buddy just sat there. He didn't do anything the whole game. But
you know what? If my buddy got kicked out, I'd sit there and enjoy the rest of the game.
Not me. Solidarity.
Depends what he did. Body checking the glass, I say I stay.
I always try to match the intoxication level of the people I'm with. Mm. So if I have a guy who's going that rogue at the game, I'm probably in no shape at all to make decisions.
Yeah, the 4BPP is aggressive.
I'm like, we're doing four beers on the glass? Okay, new best friend. I guess I'll see you at the finish line.
I got some vodka sodas under the seat as well.
Like, that's so funny. You put your mask on your face. Anyways, I'm going to put mine on my face for real, and you're getting thrown out.
So. Yeah.
The game, though. Long line to get in.
I want to know about other shenanigans. Was there anybody else that was just banged up? Like season opener, I imagine that everybody had 19 months of just pent up aggression. Just ready to go.
100%. The guys behind me during the anthem yelled out in all thy son's command instead of the new lyrics.
And there's the hill to die on.
Oh, they were really proud of it. And then the other guy yelled, fuck Trudeau.
Oh, good.
So I like good. Right from the anthem, you're like, things are back to normal here at Rogers Place. So that happened. And then in the second intermission, they were sitting there looking at the video board and they were like, FOW, what's foul? What does foul percentage mean? And after listening to them talk about it for a minute, I turned around. I'm like, it's face-off percentage. And they're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Back in my day, you know, you would just say face-offs. Wouldn't say this number thing.
I like that you're correcting people out in the stands as well. Educated.
Pardon me, guy yelling out, fuck Trudeau. I know the truth.
Actually, that is his Corsi 4 percentage, sir.
But I thought the intro video thing wasn't very good. I thought it was.
I saw Gregor chirping it on Twitter yesterday.
Well, it was just like, and again, I like Tony Brar, but it was just him standing at center ice with a microphone while a video played. And Tony Brar did like
did he sing?
He did a monologue and he just wore, again, great guy. Love Tony, but he just wore like a black suit, like a black coat, like a black winter coat, like a pea coat. And he stood at center ice in all black.
Live?
Yes, stood at center ice and from memory did a whole monologue for like 3 minutes while they played videos.
From memory?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Well, it's good. It was like an impressive little broadcasting thing. I was like, yeah,
What was the monologue about? The Oilers, I hope to.
Just about like the pandemic, everything that happened.
I just thought it would be great if it was his love of ball hockey and stuff and just all the places he's been in his life. That's what I would have done.
I'd be like, ladies and gentlemen, Huey Lewis in the news. Yeah. That's Tony Brar. What? Oh.
No, power of love, everybody.
Whoa, he looks different in person. Mm-hmm. That is Tony Brar, yep. Not Huey Lewis.
Anyway, so yeah, like I thought like the monologue was like well done. Like it was good. But I was also sitting there. I was like, I was kind of hoping for like a little bit more, you know, something more on the level of like what
would
Vegas
you have liked
had.
To see?
I don't know. Something that just got me a little bit more hyped up. You know, like fans are back. Like, let's get loud.
Yeah, man. I'd give anything to have a crack at doing an intro video of the Oilers games. Mm-hmm. It'd be Rick Ross coming down from the ceiling, hologram Tupac coming out of the floor.
DeRock Wilder playing.
And then they do like a cipher against each other, and then the scoreboard explodes, and Connor emerges unscathed, and then scores off the faceoff to start the season. Boom. 1-0 Oilers.
One of my favorite intros I ever saw was Roy Jones Jr., the boxer, came into the DeRock Wilder with Method Man and Red Man. It was the best. I've always wanted that. If I'm ever going to do an intro, Tyler, I'm going to get you to rap Method Man's part, and I'll do Red Man.
We could do that.
Mike Tyson used to come out to a single note. That was his intro song.
That's cool.
And that was his direction, that's too. Cool. I saw in his Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson podcast. He's like, yeah, that was my idea. A single note.
Just like a tone, right?
Like, bong.
That's cool. That's like, that's dark shit. That's like Undertaker shit.
They got Bieber rapping guys out, and he just has a single note.
We'll never get tired of how much louder the crowd gets when McDavid's introduced versus everyone else on the roster. Even McDavid to Draisaitl. Like, McDavid's introduction is always, like, bananas.
Well, he is daddy.
There were people in my section who wanted to, like, give him a standing ovation. They were, like, waving their arms out there. Stand up. Holy shit.
What about a guy like, who got the least of an ovation? Was it maybe a Cody Ceci, perhaps, a favorite of yours, Tyler, as you told me last night on the B-Cast, or maybe Duncan Keith? Trade wasn't so popular.
I'm trying to think. I think it's kind of just like one of the random, like, bottom six guys.
Like Colton Sevier?
Yeah, it's like, Colton Sevier, and like most of the people in the crowd are like, who the fuck is that?
He impressed me last night, though, fighting when Duncan Keith had his helmet embedded into his head by
because Tyler Myers is a tall drink of water, that fella.
That was boarding, though. Like, that was clearly boarding. I don't know how that wasn't a penalty.
Crazy. Yeah.
That is tough as nails, though, to not only get up, and he's got like his visor embedded in his forehead.
and then he's back.
That's leadership.
Warrior shit.
Warren Fogle shit.
That was like MVP Parker Knox coming back to the crowd to watch a losing hockey game after taking one to his melon.
Do you know that story?
No.
Friend of the nation MVP Parker Knox gets hit in the head on hockey night in Canada with a puck.
Oh, wow.
And is back in his seat 6 minutes later, I swear that long, with two full beers and like an open wound on his head. He's like, yeah. And the announcers are like, he's back, folks. He's back in the stands.
It's the best.
To watch us get shelled 7-2. And
yeah, those were not kind days at Rexall Place either.
No. There was nothing more depressing than like they lose 4-1 to Minnesota and you had to park in like the middle of a fucking neighborhood.
It doesn't matter. 15 minutes away. Shovel the beers in. Win or lose, drink your booze. Doesn't
those
matter.
Those beers were magical as well.
The crowd last night, though, was really, really good at the season opener. I thought, like, not quite playoff atmosphere, but right there. So I
really, because I didn't get that vibe through TV.
Really?
Not really. Like, maybe I wasn't paying attention enough. Admittedly, Tyler, the 8 p.m. start meant that I had probably a couple more cocktails than I was originally planning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a 7 o'clock start. And you see that extra hour. It'll that's just a window to greatness. So what that
especially
is.
You're right off by 8:30 nightly.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're expecting the puck to drop at 7, so you have that hour cleared off your schedule, right? And you're sitting there like, shit, I got nothing to do.
Remember we went to the outdoor game in Winnipeg, and then it was delayed, and everybody just
2-hour sun delay?
Drank the arena out of booze.
I was 3 a.m. drunk at like noon for that game.
Yeah.
Sun delay. What are you going to do? What are you
going to do? Can we close the window in here?
Because it smells like bread?
It does smell like
bread. It does
smell
like bread. It's delicious.
Freezing.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm
are you really?
So cold.
But you were at the game last night. Like, what about the BioShield? Everything Dr. Dina Hinshaw said not to do, we're doing right now, I feel. We're not 6 feet apart. We're sharing a pair of pants.
We're 6 feet apart.
I've been kissing Tyler this whole time.
We're not actually sharing a pair of pants. We could be.
Yeah.
Yes, we can close that window.
Thank you.
Oh, I see. You want me? No,
I can reach.
I can do it. I suppose I could do it.
There you go. Nope, I did it. I reached. We're good.
What did the 50-50 get up to last night?
Like $780,000.
Oh, boy.
We love our 50-50, don't we?
But it's available online now, right? So like people at home can buy it.
Beer prices change?
No, they're the same.
They should do a tournament of champions where all the 50-50 winners throughout the year and the people who won the $1 million COVID lottery enter into like a super lotto where they have to like squid game each other. I think I'm using that correctly. Mm-hmm. And one of them dies, but one of them gets to record a song with Taylor Swift.
That'd be cool. But it's a remake of Shake It Off.
Tell me, would you go to that game to watch the finals where they all get to compete for Taylor's love? Do you even like hockey here, M-Chuck? Do you even like Oilers hockey? I mean,
doesn't sound like it.
Doesn't sound to me like you even really watched the game.
No, not really.
You're busy being intrigued by men banging on glass.
How about the Bison King just sniping to start?
And you know what? In his celebration, too, it makes me happy. When he scores goals and his giant mouth is just agape with just pure joy, love it.
I'll never forget when he left. Sorry, go ahead, buddy.
No, I just said the word agape. That's all I wanted to do.
When he left
town. Grow up, Tyler.
Rick, who is on Oilers Nation Radio.
Yes.
Rick, who is the glue that holds the pint downtown together, the best bar in the world. He was like, when Jesse goes home, he's getting hip surgery and he's had a bad hip. And I was like, who cares? He's weird and no one likes him. And he's like, you're wrong. And then our friend Alvin drove him to the airport to leave town. We're like, wow, that's the end of your friend. And I was like, ha, all mean. Because, you know, if you're not a good Oiler, I got no patience. Look at this guy now.
Yep.
Shout out to the boy Ken Holland for getting this shit done, bringing him back. Shout out to JP for you know, coming back.
Reset and reloading.
Reset and reload, yeah.
And seemingly with a good attitude, too. You know
amazing.
What I mean?
Amazing. And seeing him talking on the Connor on the bench to Connor last night early in the game.
Yep.
Got me right in the feels. Mm-hmm. They're probably talking about Bison and cashing big checks and scoring goals and sellies.
The other
pizza.
Thing that really warmed my heart was Draisaitl's celebration on Hyman's goal.
Yep.
Draisaitl, first of all, the celebration was great, but then you follow up this morning where the Oilers just posted a celebration picture on Instagram and he shares it in his story and just says first to many. The fact that Leon is the biggest hype guy for his teammates is my favorite thing going this year or lately.
I love it.
It's the best.
McDavid posted, we got another piece of non-sponsored content from McDavid as well. He posted
that's pretty cool.
He posted an Instagram story and just said, like, Oil Country was rocking last night.
That photo of him in the River Valley for that Rogers ad where he's just standing there, hands in his hips, and the sun's coming through the background. Oh, I love Connor McDavid.
Who doesn't?
Something fierce.
He's very handsome.
I'm excited to see his interview. They were teasing it last night with Cabby.
That looks like he loosens good. Up as he goes along.
I think that looks good, actually. Yeah, I like that Connor is starting to have some fun, it looks like, with these things.
I think so. I think he is. I think he's... I mean, fuck, yesterday, there's nothing more sobering every year than when you sit there for the player introductions and it's like, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins in his 13th year with the Oilers. And you're like, holy shit.
Sorry.
Leon Draisaitl in his 8th year.
Sorry.
And you're like, what the fuck? His career's like half done.
Tyler, no. I don't like that.
Prior to the podcast, Tyler did an abridged version of this rant and he goes, his career's half over. The good part.
And we're
the
just
way
like,
you
no.
said it, I was like, nah, shit.
Time flies.
One time, Chris Chalmers on this podcast, we were out and about doing some stuff, and we met Cabby, and Chalmers told Cabby he was our friend in the NHL's manager. And Cabby sweated Chalmers for like months to arrange an interview with an unnamed NHL player that Chalmers fake promoted as his manager.
Shut up.
And finally Chalmers was just like, oh, Cabby, I lied to you, man. Like, I was just trying to impress you. I'm not his manager. The guy, Cabby, was like, oh, and that was the end of it.
I would love now to get Cabby on the pod and see if he remembers that.
He'll be like, oh, that happens to me all the time. I run into players and their entourage of weirdo buddies on the regular, and they all make fake representations to me. They're their managers.
That was like Austin Matthews the other day saying Bieber's just a normal hockey weirdo when they talk about hockey. I find that hilarious.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. So he said the first time they met, I think, Bieber was like, oh, man, like the Leafs need a defenseman like Brian McCabe.
That's what he told him?
Yeah.
And Matthews was like, what the fuck?
Matthews is just like, you're just like everybody else that's tweeting about who the fucking
that's
roster
great.
Is.
That's great. I respect that. Brian McCabe.
Bieber's so lovable.
Of course he is. He's adorable.
That new video, though, on Amazon, so boring.
The documentary? Oh, that bums me out. It's been in my queue.
I want to watch the one about 6ix9ine.
I saw that.
Is it good?
Man, you're way behind Wanya and me. We've been texting about this weeks ago, homie.
Is it good?
The trial of Daniel Hernandez? It's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was interesting. See his come up, decline, collapse. Yeah.
Is he done?
I mean, after we were texting the other day, I looked and his social media is kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Nothing's really doing.
He lost a bunch of weight and had like a weird beard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember Lil Tay?
I was thinking about Lil Tay the other day.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a good story.
That was an easier... Oh, no?
No, no.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
I just knew fun Lil Tay.
Yeah. And then Daniel Brioli.
I don't know that
one. Outside girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
she's so rich now.
Yeah. She's like, got that one song that I love, Gucci Flip Flops.
Yeah,
it's great.
Lil Yachty.
Lil Yachty is the best.
I love Yachty. I've said it before on this pod. Yachty's underappreciated.
I like that he'll do a fringe song for a check, frankly.
Yeah.
He also wrote all the City Girls. You know those City Girls? They're like maybe 2-3 songs. They're all pretty funny songs. Anyways, Lil Yachty wrote them all. And then he took a lot of shit, and then he showed photos of the checks he made from them. They're like, oh, maybe that's not so funny.
Makes sense.
City Girls.
That's what I'd do. If I was Yachty, I'd write City Girls, collect checks.
And then you
He made $1 million to write one song for them.
Really?
Yep.
His TikTok is great, by the way.
Lil Yachty?
Oh, yeah.
Does it ever show him eating pizza? I find it interesting that he only ate pizza for like the first 18 years of his life.
Do you know that story?
No.
It's all he ate.
Really?
Pizza. He was a super picky eater. 3 meals a day.
Wow. He went through this thing on TikTok. This was probably like 18 months ago now, where he would just show you the cool shit in his house. So it'd be like, look at my fucking toaster. And it's like a touchscreen toaster with all this stuff. He's like, I didn't even think I needed one, but my mom said I had to buy one. And like, also, my mom told me I had to buy a washer and a dryer. So look at this fucking washer and a dryer. It's like all touchscreen as well. And he's like, this shit's like $8,000. Like, blah, 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 blah. Like, holy fuck.
I can't wait to be rich enough to flex my washer and dryer on you, Tyler.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. The first thing I do when I'm Lil Yachty rich is I'm going to flex my washer and dryer.
Get Lil Yachty to appear in a song with you.
Yes. About my washer and dryer.
With this new recording studio, I feel like we can start
called
recording
No Tylers.
Yeah.
Record a mixtape with Lil Yachty called No Tylers. Song is a diss track of your M-Check.
Yep.
Yes. Every single one. Like, it's a 6-song run where you just pick apart different parts of my personality.
Your M-Check sucks. Song 1. Song 2. Boy, he sucks. Song 3. Your M-Check equals sucks? Question mark. Song 4. Yes.
Says mean things about Leon Draisaitl. Song 6.
I never said anything mean about Leon.
Said he was at the height of his career and it was best.
You said it was all downhill from here.
I mean,
no further comment.
I mean, does he have another heart trophy?
Yeah. Oh, listen to you. Does he have another heart trophy?
How dare you? Not if his teammate keeps winning him, though. Hi-yo.
The Oilers are going to be raising the cup above their forehead, and you're going to be, tweeting, like, can they re-sign Fogle, though, in the offseason? Hashtag best days behind them.
Yeah, but Cody CC's Corsi 4 was 43%.
Will you ever be happy, your M-Check?
Yes, I'm happy quite often.
Does Zach Hyman make you happy? Because he makes me happy.
Zach Hyman does make me happy.
You're happy quite often regarding the Oilers?
Yeah, I would say I am for the most part. I try to be optimistic. On this podcast, I crank up the grumpy because I think it's funny.
Oh, I see.
Do you think this is all a ruse, you say?
You think John Scott was trolling us?
Yes, he was.
I don't know. I really took it to heart when he couldn't believe it.
This is rattling you weeks later.
Well, it is, man. A month later.
Like,
I actually went back and listened to it.
You went back and listened to one of our podcasts?
Yes, for the first time ever to try to like decipher whether or not he was trolling us. I really took it to heart. If you live your dream and have NHL All-Star John Scott on your podcast and then he uses that opportunity to tell you you suck. It's sort of like the highs and the lows of life occurring simultaneously. You know?
I get it.
I don't like being in person. I can look at your Yaremchuk's scorn face when he looks at me like, how are you on a podcast, Wanya? How does any of this work?
Yeah, I think it's a more relaxed vibe when we're in person, though.
I feel a tension in the room.
Really?
Right?
Yeah, sexual tension.
Well, I don't know. Something.
But like, I feel like the pauses. I feel like the pauses aren't as awkward in person.
That's true.
Unless we make them awkward.
Don't fucking do that. That's so weird, man.
You should just crack one of those Nation beers and just slam it live on the air.
I would if it wasn't warm. This is very warm.
Yeah, those have to go back in the fridge.
Yeah. We're at Nation HQ, and it's coming together.
Yep.
It's nice.
Every day a little bit closer.
So I've been here about, well, this is the second time this week, but once a week I've been kind of stopping in, seeing the progress. It's coming together. Things are going on the walls. Things are being collected on tables to go on the walls. Very exciting.
Ordered a gaggle of televisions.
We were talking about a game emulator.
Yeah.
That will surely increase all our productivity time. Yeah. If I'm playing Battletoads.
I'm excited to be the office grouch and be like, stop playing video games. We've got to record a podcast.
Oh, my God.
I'll just go home.
There's a light that is going to be on the outside of this that says on the air. And we got like the hand-painted light bulb in a box.
Where?
I don't know. I'll have to ask my sister.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, it has the bloody thing wired up in
but
the other
side.
But
then it's covered.
Just to put a light bulb in. I'll believe it when I see it. You're sitting in a bloody building of dreams.
Yeah, it is.
You think I'm going to draw the line at the light bulb and be like, no, that's beyond our capability.
We couldn't execute the light bulb thing about
this. Is this what you want it to be? Well, I just couldn't quite get the light bulb painted at the end. But other than that.
It's pretty cool to open up a bed and breakfast and or a bar and a bakery and a office space and some Airbnbs upstairs. But the fucking podcast light.
Ha ha. You don't do what you say in life.
How many new TVs are we getting? I heard you got sales guy Jared talking. Sounds like a lot.
I wrote on the list of TVs we want one gigantic, humongous one.
Which, what did he say?
85 inches.
Where? We don't even have
the
a
boardroom.
Wall in here.
In the boardroom.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
the end of the boardroom wall, yep. Right beside the Smitty photo.
Can I get one right here?
Yeah.
I think that'd be really cool. Because then we could run. So like if we had a guest on Zoom right now, right? Like we could put a TV there and the guest could be on the TV and you could
show them. How big of one do you want?
It doesn't have to be that big. Like even like a little like what?
Gigantic, humongous?
Like a 48 incher.
Okay. Would you let Jared know?
Jared.
There you go.
So for those of you listening to a podcast, Tyler's pointing at a wall inside the podcast, which I would be looking at where we could then zoom Chalmers in from digging a hole, theoretically.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Yeah.
I like that idea too.
And then these lights here. So right now we got lights on stands and a bunch of shit on the ground. Those are going on the wall next week. And then this producer table is going to have like a mic arm that like sits like this. So you can like move,
wow,
can
that's
move
fly.
It out of the way.
That's cool.
Yeah, we're not quite done in here, but
I had envisioned this room entirely differently.
Really?
I had envisioned it a table in the middle and then people sitting like on Joe Rogan across from each other.
Oh.
And then I envisioned the engineer table over there.
Yeah, the problem was one, the furnace room doors, right?
True.
So those have to swing open into the room. So that kind of eliminated that corner of space there. And this takes up more room than I kind of thought it would. Yeah. Like having to have two monitors and a Rodecaster and a tower and all that.
Should we not paint this wall green, Wanya? Instead of having this dangly
thing? We absolutely
could.
We can do it however we like.
I just think it'd look more pro.
That wasn't supposed to be a furnace room.
Yeah.
This room was supposed to be another like 3 feet long.
That would have been great.
I know.
Away she goes.
Furnaces. They have to be there.
Look, it's getting chilly. Okay. Well, Wanya, you can't have it all. Can't have a light bulb that says on air, and you can't have a furnace room or you don't want one.
The only thing I don't like about painting the wall green is because I would like to do some sort of sweet setup where we have like some Oilers pictures like hanging behind there. And then when we do some live shows, we don't even need the green screen. It just looks like a cool studio with like some photos and some knickknacks on a shelf. And then when you need the green screen, you can just pull it over. And then you can not.
I like that.
Why do you hate all my ideas, Tyler? Just because you're providing better ones than just painting things green. You know what I mean?
This podcast is brought to you by twigandberries.ca.
I'm wearing my nut sacks right now.
Really?
You want
to
see?
You know what? We joked about that when we used to do the podcast over Zoom, and now I feel like it's a bit too real.
Yeah, I could make it real.
That joke is hitting too close to home.
I could make it real right now.
Want to see how I use my old trimmer?
I needed to get into my nut socks. They're very tight, form-fitting.
Promo code NATION15 gets you 15% off. Yes, their underwear is form-fitting. Yes, it's incredibly comfortable. Am I wearing it? No, I'm not.
He's going commando, as he always does. Free ball in your M-Chuck. That's what they call them on the streets.
Mm-hmm. But I know that if I want the comfiest underwear in the world, I go to twigandberries.ca. Use the promo code NATION15. What up? All right. Just the three of us.
Just the three of us, eh? Hmm. So
I just noticed, by the way, speaking of Twig and Berries, that it's Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Like, there's multiple berries.
And Twig is spelled T-H-Y-G-E.
But I thought it was like
what?
B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Just kidding. Like, actual berries.
That's the double entendre.
But this is just a bunch of berries in a room.
That's Barry Twig, yep. Founder of Twig and Berries.
Ah, Barry Twig.
Barry Twig.
Smart man.
Yep.
He appreciates comfort and support, that
Barry Twig.
Barry Twig.
Yep.
So what else do you guys want to hit on?
Hit on? Like sexually? Who do we want to hit on? Mm. Well, I've got a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, I've been putting a list together if you want to run through it, Tyler.
The Oilers are just off to an undefeated start.
Tyler, were you nervous last night when Mike Smith let in that Quinn Hughes goal with about 3 minutes left? Because I was.
Yeah, I was nervous. Like, the heart was pounding a little bit later in that game.
The save in OT he made, though, was
yeah, you see, he made up for it.
And he stopped 4 or 5 in the shootout. I know they missed the net on one. But still, Mike Smith was unreal last night.
Yeah.
And I like, we talked about it on the B-cast last night.
That's right. Milk.
But like, he made the comment of like, you know, I'm only like 4 months older than last year. Like, he's, you know, it's not like I aged like considerably, right? Like, wow. It's not like you magically go away for the offseason and then come back like ancient when you're his age. Like, he's got gas in the tank. He looked like the same old Mike Smith we saw last year, diving around whenever he's touched to draw penalties, which I love.
That's not true, because like Elliot Friedman, every year he comes back, and I'm like, damn, Elliot Friedman's aging quick. Every offseason he ages 5 years.
I did appreciate, did you appreciate Sportsnet's new graphics last night? I thought it looked better.
I liked it. I like their new studio. The new studio looks really cool.
They upgraded. You're speaking about Elliot Friedman. What do you got going on over there?
My back hurts.
Do you need a Robaxa set like that? Dump the mannequin in the ads, the pins in his back?
Yeah, but you're not supposed to drink when you take Robaxa set, right?
Are you drinking right now?
Not right now, but I want to have a couple 1:30 beers
tonight. On a Thursday.
I'm very cautious about mixing
Robaxa set in the morning, beers in the evening, sleep through the night. That's how I was raised.
Well, in theory, anyway. Right?
You drop a Robaxa set in your beer like a drop shot.
Yeah.
And then Skullsy Wallsies.
Yep. Right, a little shot of tequila.
Don't do that. No. If Jay was here, he might tell me to edit that out, but he's not, probably. So I won't.
Why?
Where's Jay?
I don't know. I feel like that's like irresponsible to say.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, no one's listening.
Yeah.
We should do a thing where when we're all at work at a random time every day, like 9:18 a.m., we all run downstairs and have like an Irish car bomb. And then we all run back. And you have to run to the shot and you have to run back. And if you do that, it doesn't count.
Or, and the last person down, you get to pick an eviler shot for them, like a prairie fire or something like that.
Would you do a midday shooter train where we run down and run back?
Tea time waits for no man.
I would. I just want to say, you said no one's listening. I believe last month was our most downloaded month ever.
I don't believe you.
How many listens? 12, I assume.
Number that starts with 27, so...
27 million people listen to this, the entire country.
Wait, no, never mind. That was Oilers Nation Radio.
Oh,
this one starts with a 3 and then a 0.
30 million people listen to this podcast.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
30,000 people listened to our podcast last month?
Which is, we had just over 30,000 downloads.
So my aunt in Thunder Bay listened 30,000 times.
Absolutely. Yes.
And just kept hitting refresh.
Thanks, Auntie Vernice.
You know what we should do?
Vernice.
You know how like there's a thing now about like musicians that just like make shit that'll get lots of streams, right?
Yeah,
like
you for sure.
Yeah, you pump your stream numbers up. We should release every podcast in 6 parts, just a bunch of 10-minute blocks. Smart. And then we can sit there and go to advertisers and be like, oh, are you kidding me? Our podcast was downloaded a million times last month.
We should download them for the shows we wish we were doing, like an exclusive sit-down with Connor McDavid and his father, 6 hours.
Yeah.
And then it's just us.
Talking about like what we would have asked him in that situation.
Or we just keep pretending that he's going to show up, but he just never shows up.
Yeah, Connor's running a little late here. I told him just text me when he gets to the door.
Hey, guys, it's me, Connor. That's Connor McDavid. Correct from the Rogers ads.
Do you like my Go Auto videos?
Yeah.
I thought that Go Auto.
For 97, I am Connor. Go on. No?
Please enjoy my Adidas shoe posts.
I love people who bitch on his social media posts that they don't get anything but ads.
That was Chalmers on the podcast literally the other day.
What the fuck does Connor McDavid owe you in this life?
He doesn't owe you.
Clint 06, 01, 08.
Man, collect them checks, Connor. That's what I would do if I had Connor McDavid's social media. I would wear Adidas shoes running up the River Valley Hills and collecting my check for it.
I loved the whole McNana stuff last night.
That was great.
That was funny. I didn't get a chance to see that, but that was cool.
I love it.
They have photos of him and her throughout life, and they said that at the end of many games, she texts him, good job. And he texts her back, good night, Nana, I love you.
The best.
Exciting. But it's funny, the old photos of Connor, because it's like, Connor, 9 years old, humorless, standing beside grandma at her birthday. Connor, 13 years old, standing between 10 trophies as tall as he is with Nana. Connor, 14 years old, accepting the Nobel Prize. Like, he's been so serious his entire life. Kind of like you, your M-Trek, right now.
Yep.
Serious.
I like all things with Connor's family, actually.
Yeah.
They seem like a great family.
They do.
And grandma said shit on TV.
Yeah.
That was good.
Cam McDavid seems like a great guy. He'd be a great podcast guest.
I wonder if it's like Entourage, where he would just be like, you know what? I don't feel comfortable talking about anything because I love Vinny so much. I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah, he could be Johnny Drama.
Yeah. You think? I think he could open him up.
I'd want to know about his CIBC commercial experience.
Oh, yeah, he did do that.
I'd be like, you know, Cam, if I'm guessing, you seem like a laid-back guy. I bet Connor was really fucking annoying, but then when he signed the $100 million deal, you were like,
maybe this brother of mine has some potential.
Perhaps 10% off the top will make it worthwhile for him being serious and doing push-ups our entire childhood.
I was trying to think about what I would do if my brother signed a $100 million contract. I'd be pitching him jobs and stuff all the time. Like, I should manage your social media, and I will post your Drink the Pink ads for you so that you don't even have to worry about
it. I will drink the pink for you. You don't
Connor drinks
drink.
The pink.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Do you think that Cam gets some...
I think if he touches drink, he'd be like, that is Connor's drink.
Yeah. Do you think that Cam gets some runoff pink that he gets to drink?
What are you talking about? Funny. You wild animal. What is that even? Cam McDavid has a lovely girlfriend. I see her on Instagram.
Yes, I'm talking about
a
drink.
Events. They're wearing suits. You. Cam looks thrilled with life.
How dare you? How dare you guys assume I was speaking of anything other than delicious, whatever, bio-steel fuel, whatever.
I bet you Connor is like when you see an interview in like a military documentary with an old 3-star general and he's like 80, but he still cuts his hair perfectly and sits ramrod straight the interview. And he could just be called into service at any moment. And you know he's been like this his entire life. I bet you Connor is like that for Cam. He's just like, oh, it's exhausting.
You just made me sit up straight like that because I feel like I have bad posture.
Well, Connor doesn't.
No, can't.
You need a Robaxa set.
Well, I plan on having a couple of drinks later, so maybe I'll take
drop
two.
Drop bombs?
Hi-ya. Damn right. Oh, wait, no. Mm-mm. Don't do that. No, I thought you said...
Do what Tyler tells you to do, which is take Robaxacet and
put a Mentos in a 2-liter bottle of Coke and shake vigorously, and that will fix your back pain.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever put a Mentos in a Coke?
It's no, fun. I actually
Do you know what that is?
I know what it is because I know what it does, but I've never actually done it myself.
It's fun. You should.
Can we do some content about that?
What would it be, do you think?
Just a video of me doing
it. When I was in university, a guy chugged a 1-liter bottle of Coke and then swallowed Mentos.
What happened?
Well, you guess.
Did he vomit?
There was foam.
Yeah.
It was quite funny.
Was there actually foam?
Yeah, if you don't want me telling risky shit, this may
don't
not be the story
people.
To tell.
This is awful.
That's pretty funny, though. Think about that. The guy chugged a 1-liter of Coke and then started swallowing Mentos whole.
Just a little, what is going on?
And we're like, yay!
University. I feel like you could die from that.
It wasn't smart retroactively looking backwards.
That was like when I was going to Nate Tyler. We were up on the in the parkade on the roof, and I bet a guy that he couldn't drink a 4-liter thing of that pink strawberry milk.
Oh, fuck off.
It also went just the exact way that you would think it would go.
And then did he swallow Mentos?
I wish he did. He probably would have helped because he was vomiting pink milk everywhere.
How much pink milk?
That's what happened to my
four
buddy.
Liters.
He just started going like...
Your body cannot hold that much milk. And he just powered through and just vomited bright pink everywhere. It's very chalky.
What?
I don't know. We were like 19. What do you want from me?
I never did anything like that when I was...
Come on.
I remember going to a house party one time and the person who had the house party like set out Skittles in different colored bowls. So just a big bowl of yellow Skittles. And the person was sitting beside the Skittles drinking like vodka breezers or something and only eating yellow Skittles.
Oh no.
And then later in the night I looked and somebody puked outside the door. It just looked like yellow plastic. And I was like, I know who did that. The person who was sitting beside the bloody yellow Skittles all night drinking breezers.
That's fair.
That's what we should do at Nation events from going forward, Tyler. You're only allowed to drink one item and eat one color of Skittles so that if anybody gets sick, we know who the culprit was always.
Exactly.
I'm only going to drink a brown ale and eat brown M&Ms.
Oh, that'd be delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that you didn't do anything weird either when you were younger.
Well, like, I mean...
Oh, I think he did.
Define weird, but
you got bodies high somewhere. That's what I think.
I definitely didn't dare someone to just drink an absurd amount of... strawberry milk.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that the Coke guy was dared. It was his idea.
Yeah, see, so that's on him. Like, at least he wasn't peer pressured into it.
I didn't peer pressure anybody.
Strawberry milk wasn't peer pressure.
I just said, I bet you can't drink 4 liters of strawberry milk.
It's gambling, not peer pressure.
Yeah. As far as he saw it, challenge accepted.
I'm trying to, I don't think I even have any good stories like that. One time we branded my friend.
What? That's way worse than drinking Mentos like, or we strawberry there, milk.
And we had some dumb bet about something we were doing, and that we were having a fire, and someone, you know, had like a fire stick.
Okay, okay.
And it was like, all right, man, like if you lose this or if you're wrong, like we get to like put the hot fire stick on your head.
Oh no. I shouldn't tell.
Yeah. It went away eventually. But like there was a scar for a while.
Dang. That's not very nice.
That's not very nice at all. That's way worse than drinking strawberry milk.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because then you got to sit on a burned ass for weeks.
Yeah.
And you'd have to worry about infection and like rubbing and scabbing and all kinds of horrible things.
Yeah,
that
you're
you
right. It wasn't smart.
Do you remember back in the day when people used to tan and they would put the Playboy bunny as like stencil over themselves? And then they would tan in a tan line of a Playboy bunny?
That looked real sharp.
Those were the coolest
people. Yeah.
This podcast is getting ridiculous.
What do you mean?
I love those early 2000s fads that I don't remember, but I get to relive them like this, like that.
I could just see you teleporting as a little kid into a club, and this girl's like, hey, look at my Playboy buddy. And you're just like, that's stupid. They're gone again. Damn you, Ramchuk. You wouldn't have survived in these O's.
First time I ever left the country, Tyler, I did a sunscreen thing, but it was on my friend's back, and he just had a big dick on his back.
Wow.
Because we were like 21.
Yeah. That's what you do when you're 21.
Yeah, so he walked around a family resort with a big dick on his back.
What, like made out of sunscreen?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did he know it was there?
Not until everybody was pointing out the bright red dick on his back.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
As would happen, generally.
Well, my youth was not the same. Although I do turn 24 tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
24.
What are you going to do? Damn, that's why you're taking Robaxacin drinking. I get it.
I'm not doing both of those. That's why I'm not taking Robaxacin, because I'm getting ready for a bender of a weekend.
Sorry I'm mean to you all the time and I'm trying to replace you all the time on the internet. You're good, man. For only 24 years old, I forget that. You're doing a really good job at your career in life.
Yesterday, I heard you say we can just get a new producer and not have Yaremchuk. I was like sitting around the corner.
I knew you were here, but that is true, though. Mm-hmm. Yaremchuk couldn't do the podcast at his time, so I have to leave the podcast because Yaremchuk can't do it because he's busy doing a bigger, real show.
I think the solution is we're going back down to once a week.
Okay. Well, is that it?
I think so.
So then what are we going to do? Are we going to do a Mondays. 2-0-R?
I don't want to like replace you because I don't like you. I was just saying we can always have another producer come and do the show.
Well,
I'm not trying to be a dick.
No, about I know. That. I but mean, it actually makes sense like to have like Waz step in once in a while.
Or Liam will be here.
But the only issue is, so the reason we can't do it on Thursdays is because the Oilers play on like 6 Thursdays between now and Christmas. Like
they're Thursday's team. They're Thursday's team.
Yeah. And this studio, Caroline and I have to use it for our pregame show. Right. Live every day at 1.
Right.
So we would have to move.
Every day or game day?
Or every game day, sorry. So we would have to move when Real Life is recorded. I'm doing a live show in the mornings with Frank, so I can't even get here until noon. So we wouldn't be able to do Real Life until like, 2:30.
And as a company, we're making investments in Yaremchuk's star in numerous shows. So I'm not being a dick. Making huge investments. Yaremchuk everywhere. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're outgrowing the show, Yaremchuk.
But then, so I texted Jay yesterday and I was like, hey, we could just like tell people that on Oilers game days, there's no Real Life.
Yeah.
And we would miss between now and again, Christmas, like 7 shows. And Jay was like, maybe we should just do once a week. And I was like, yeah, maybe.
But I don't understand. Haven't we told our advertisers that they get twice a week shows? Wouldn't we have to go to all of our advertisers and be like, divide your number by 2?
I don't know.
Well, shit.
I have no idea.
Well, we could just do 2 Oilers Nation radios a week then.
Or what else could we do?
Steal all our advertisers?
Oh, you want to do a podcast just you and I?
Oh,
we could do that too.
I'm doing my own one too. Mm-hmm. An evening one.
Yeah, after dark. I knew Anya was going to do one.
Like Peach Pit After Dark in 90210 when they had that weird nightclub inside their diner, Peach Pit After Dark. Yeah. That's the show.
I'm picturing the vibe like Electric Circus.
I'm going to go downstairs, slam a few, and then just run up here and be like, you know what the problem is? Doug and Keith is that fucking beard. And then I'll fall asleep on the air.
I'd listen to that.
And Waz will sit here and have to wait till you wake up.
I'm like, Mr. Wanye's sleeping. I'll just sit here politely and do reaction videos on TikTok.
I love when Waz does like the thinking thing on TikTok.
I was talking to Coom. We were talking about doing the Oily Boys intermission show. And he's like, we really got to get Waz involved. I'm like, well, why don't we just make Waz's TikTok reactions to what we're talking about? That's a good idea. So the TikTok, you're watching the Oiler Boys intermission show on TikTok, but it's just Waz going like, you know?
I like that.
I don't get the reaction stuff. He's good at it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that what he's doing isn't good, but just as a consumer of social media content since MySpace. I don't understand the.
It's a big thing on TikTok, the reaction thing.
It is.
Yeah. I fell into a hole the other day of reacting to, it was people reacting to hip hop songs.
Yeah.
That they had never heard before.
Yeah.
It was the best.
And now it's just people reacting to a video of people reacting to people reacting.
Yeah. This one, it was like, it was two, I would say probably teenagers, and they were listening to like old rap jams that they had never heard before, and it was the best. Like Big Papa and shit.
Remember the guys who'd never heard the drum solo in the Air at Night by Phil Collins, and then they figured out that was faked?
No.
That's when I lost confidence in the entire genre of reaction films.
Oh, yeah.
Are you doing something else during the podcast?
Programming his other show.
Like, you insist on this being on your schedule so you can multitask yourself.
Yeah, no, I had to make sure something else was getting posted for something else, but that's beside the point. I also saw a post while I was checking on the thing on Instagram about Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
Oh, go on.
That's weird.
It is weird, man. It's all fake.
I want to know. Let's talk about Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. That is exactly what we should be talking about.
I am weed, that line. You hear this? Yeah.
When she was like, it smells like weed or whatever, and he was like, or you smell like weed, and he said, I am weed.
This is the story of how they met and how MGK supposedly won her heart. She met him at a party. He was like, you smell like weed. And he's like, I am weed.
And then this is a headline from The Onion that with the two of them that says, Megan Fox worried Machine Gun Kelly only with her to meet Transformers.
Oh, man. Megan Fox wishes she was still a Transformer.
She is a fox, though. Damn, man.
Very, very appropriate last
name. Why is she with MGK? She could be with anybody.
But see, now I think she's gone to the point where she's like too annoying. Like,
but you know what? Like, you know who I feel bad for? Because he's on Dancing with the Stars is Brian Austin Green.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's being really overly aggressively PDA with his girlfriend on Dancing with the Stars. It's like, this is my baby and I love her. We're like, you're just doing this because MGK and Megan Fox. I know what you're doing, Brian Austin Green.
I don't even understand how the hell that happened to begin with.
But. They are still running his 90210 credit as like his thing. And that credit is aging. Yeah. That was 30
years
ago.
His credit is dated Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Well, we lost your M-check again.
Tyler is very much enjoying some Megan Fox content.
No, I'm reading through different headlines on The Onion.
Do you also enjoy The Beaverton?
Yeah, The Beaverton is pretty good.
Not bad, yeah.
There's some
good
ones on there. There's also plenty of good stuff on this app called DoorDash.
There we go.
Ding dong.
If you use the promo code REALLIFEDD, new customers get 25% off and no delivery fees on their first order. Or let's say you're sitting there right now. You're listening to Real Life. Mm-hmm. You just found out we might be going back to once a week. You're crushed. You're like, how am I going to lift up my spirits after hearing this news?
Promo code MGK.
No, promo code OODLE2021. Oh. Order yourself a bunch of fucking noodles and get $7 off your order $30 or more.
Delicious.
You can use it 10 times between now and the end of the year. So get
Is that true?
Up. Yes.
You can
one user can use that code 10 times.
And get $25 off Oodle Noodle.
No, $7 off an order of $30
or more. Oh, that's much better. As the Oodle Noodle guy, I was like, damn, please do not use that code.
He was running through the Oodle Noodle math.
Every time you do, it costs Uncle Wanya a nickel.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't get the TVs anymore because we fucked up the promo code.
We went from 85 inches down to 16 inches on the wall. Not just nearly as impressive.
We just have an iPod Touch duct taped to the wall. That's the TV.
Yeah, it's an old iPad. Or an old iPod just with a little turly wheel.
Yeah.
The other day I ordered Wanya Jr. Oodle Noodle.
And what'd you get?
His take.
Well, a little butter chicken.
Oh, nice.
Mistake?
I said his take.
Oh. I think he said mistake. No, it's delicious. Mm-hmm. So a little butter chicken or whatever. But I was like, damn, it's so expensive. And I'm like, Wanya, what the hell are you talking about? You ordered through DoorDash, sponsor of the show. And Oodle Noodle is your company, you cheap fuck. And I'm like, damn, man. I don't know. Should we get 4 spring rolls or 6 Wanya Jr.? Step up, Wanya. Jesus.
I had never had butter chicken until I was like 22.
So good.
Oh, butter chicken's so good. Legit.
The Oodle Noodle butter chicken stands the test of any dish at any restaurant for deliciousity.
Butter chicken, I will murder the one at Oodle Noodle, but I got to make sure I got green onion cakes with it.
Yeah, to shovel it into your face.
A little, like a shovel. Exactly like a shovel.
Yeah, I got some green onion cakes in my freezer at home. Not Oodle Noodle, but just generic green onion cakes from a farmer's market. I'm very excited to eat them.
One time I went to Oodle Noodle and they were making the butter chicken sauce. Ooh. Sonny was like, get out of here. I'm making butter chicken. I'm like, what are you talking about, Sonny? I'm your friend. I'm going to sit here with you. He's like, my wife is very mad when I come home on butter chicken days because I always smell like butter chicken. I'm like, oh, that's so fun. Man, I smell like butter chicken for like 3 days.
Wow.
It was delicious, though.
That's good living.
We should make a cologne.
I'd wear that.
Would you?
Yeah. I think ladies would love if I smelled like butter chicken.
Well, enjoy all the children you'll have in a year. You'll be irresistible to the opposite sex.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody's getting pregnant if I'm wearing butter chicken cologne.
What's the maximum amount of baby mamas you would tolerate in your life, Tyler? 3? 4?
12.
Could you do like Lil Boozy and have 10 kids with 8 women? Or 8 kids with 10 women?
Or 12 kids with 12 women once per month. And every month for a year, you are having a new child with a new woman.
Like a calendar at Christmas. What are those called?
Yeah, an advent calendar.
There we are, of children.
Yeah.
February.
Tyler, 3.
Is your mic on?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is on. I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't know what to say right now.
Oh, I see.
So 12 is too many.
See, this shit doesn't happen when Jay's here.
No, because there's 15 people fighting for 1 second of airtime.
Yeah, but everyone always loves to be like, oh, yeah, your Rem truck like pisses on the show. He takes out all the fun stuff. But like, I think it's more Jay.
I agree. I think both of you are insane to take out the gold from this show.
Jay would love to know that you would love to have 12 baby mamas.
Yeah, man.
One each month. Oh, as Wanya put it, like an advent calendar of babies.
Yeah. Like one.
Well, just everything I say gets spun in. Like, how did we even get to this? How did the baby mama thing even...
There was a pause in the conversation, and my random thought generator of a brain turned over, and a thought fell out.
You were talking about Megan Kelly.
Fox.
Megan Fox. Or Megan Fox.
Yeah. Not did you just Megan mistake Kelly. Megan Kelly for Megan
did.
Fox?
I did.
Yowie.
Yeah, I did.
Zowie.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about that. I was talking about Brian Austin Green, who has babies with Megan Fox.
Yeah. Really?
That is why you want to have 12 babies
with Brian Austin Green.
With Brian Austin Green.
Did you hear about the other day when I went and got a brownie from the bakery downstairs and I came and I sat up here?
Oh,
and
I
took a bite out of it and I turned to Bag Milk and Jay and I go, oh, this brownie's good and it's gluten-free, so there's no dairy in it.
Oh, that's what you thought gluten-free was?
No, not at all. I thought, I love a good brownie.
Right.
So I'd gone down to the bakery a couple times since I started coming in here, and I looked at it, and for some reason, there was like a block in my brain, and I was reading gluten-free is vegan.
Yeah.
So the first few times I went there, I was like, I'm not getting that. I don't know if I'd like a vegan brownie.
No, no.
So I just ignored it, and then I got the gluten-free brownie. I took a bite out of it, said it out loud, realized my mistake, and was like, this brownie's unbelievable.
See, this is where I need to remember context. I'm like, you're M-Check, you're 35 years old. Pull your fucking shit together.
Yeah.
But you're not 35 years old. You're 24 years old. Do you actually really have your shit together?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd say you have your shit together. When I was 24, I was laying on a beach in Southeast Asia, probably very, very intoxicated. Oh, that's nice.
That was really nice. You're remembering?
Right as I was going into a story. That's really nice.
That
was a
memory sequence. Do that again.
Well, okay, so there's a bunch of like pre-added sounds in here on the new Roadcaster because I haven't put in our like actual ones.
Oh, the best. This is the new one.
That's the button I would push for your 12 babies with 12 baby mamas.
Hey, there you go.
And this one.
Or that one.
To be honest. This is how the Roadcaster just comes preloaded?
Yeah.
Keep going. Oh, yeah. Oh,
classic.
Oh, that's Creepshow.
In a land long ago.
Oh, damn. I thought that was the Roadcaster.
That's too real of cricket noises for what it's intended for. I don't like that at all.
You have to hit it to make it stop?
Or does it's it just supposed keep going? It just naturally stop.
Oh, yeah. What's the last one?
Oh, that's nice.
That was really weird how you did that right when you were remembering really nice. Your life in pee-pee.
So my point was 24 me versus 24 you. You got your shit going on. You're living with a girl.
Have you achieved your entire career by the age of 24
Like,
already?
How many more goals do you got?
What is left?
I actually think about that a lot. I'm like, you know, people are going to be fucking sick of me right away.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on like, borderline probably already are, but like I'm on like 8 podcasts.
Yeah.
I like, I'm on like these live videos and shit. And I'm just kind of like, even if I give her for another 5 years at this rate, like by the time I'm 29, people are going to be like, holy fuck, enough. You're Remchuk already. Jesus.
It's like Bieber being 26. I'm like, how old is Bieber? Like 50?
Yeah.
26.
Do you think you'll be like Gregor when you're Gregor's age? Like we're just like, hey buddy. And then you're just directing traffic.
But he still does like his show and like writes and like people still like give a shit about Gregor's opinion.
That's what I mean.
I'm worried people are just gonna be like, Jesus Christ, enough, you're Remchuk. We've heard it all.
Oh.
Mm. Or maybe you will have a farm and you will go birthing calves.
No.
Why not?
Gregor told me a story about when there was a calf that had to be like put down.
Oh yeah.
And he like put it down himself.
Yeah, that's farm life.
That's sad, man. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, that's rough.
Like I couldn't dig a calf grave.
One time I saw a goat get born. And it was like coming out in the goat placenta and it went like this.
Ugh.
And then like steam came up. I was about 8 and I remember that noise.
And all you heard was this.
The Roadcaster.
Roadcaster. We got two of them now, baby.
I don't think we should have the thing about goats because we are not sponsored by a goat company. Therefore, we should remove the goat story.
Tyler, I want you to teach me how to use that thing also, by the way.
The Roadcaster?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, because once everyone else figures out how easy it is to operate, I'm going to be out of a job.
You think that we're only here so you can press the purple button on the Roadcaster? You're the tension that holds the water of the business together.
Yeah. You're the meniscus.
Yeah. The PCL.
You couldn't be replaced if we tried to, Europe Check, because you actually have popularity in these streets. You have the leverage. I'll teach you. You're only 24.
You're the only one that would tell off John Scott.
Truth.
We just sat there and fear.
You know what? That was the best. I would. That was the proudest I've ever been, was when you used your brain to tell John Scott to beat it.
I don't have anything in my brain. I was just like, yes, sir, John Scott. You say whatever you want.
I was just taking it right to heart. And I'm like, oh, man, the Nuge. What if he is what John Scott says he is? Fuck.
What if they should trade him for Johnny Gaudreau?
That's still one of the most insane takes I've ever heard in my life, man. I cannot believe that he said that.
I said that to Ryan Pike for Flames Nation. He's just like, get out. He didn't say that.
Like, it'd be like if you're a rapper and you're like, man, one day I'm going to do a song with Dr. Dre. That's my dream. And then Dr. Dre does a song with you and he's like, you're in the booth laying down your bars and he comes in. He's just like, oh, you suck.
Yeah.
And then that
you
was
should
Dr.
stop
Dre.
Doing this.
I went to make a song with Dre and then I ended my rap career because he told me I suck. That's how I felt. Mm. You're not even plussed by meeting celebrities anymore. You're non-plussed.
I mean, you do a daily show with Frank Saravelli.
Yeah, like, I mean.
Who was on today?
Today was Chris Peters, our new prospect analyst on Daily Faceoff.
Where does this confidence come from? Why do you just feel like, of course, this is what my life is? Like, is any part of you impressed with yourself?
But, like, there's nothing to be, like, impressed
by. What? Weren't you, like, junior at janitor at TSN 1260 two summers ago on the junior intern program, and now you're with leading Frank Saravalli and the like?
Yeah, but I don't think of it. Like, it's just whatever.
You did it so fast. Most people grind.
Well, I grinded.
Well, you avoided
You avoid the grind,
you
know, yeah.
You did.
Hell, yeah.
You just short-circuited the game, son.
Just maximum vacation days.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's all coming together for Tyler.
No vacation days right now.
Good.
Too many podcasts.
You can't do anything until the season's over now, right?
Pretty much.
Do you even take a break in season?
No, I don't think. Well, the Olympic break, maybe. I don't know if Frank wants to do shows during the Olympic break.
Christmas.
We'll see. Do they celebrate? Juniors. Do they celebrate Christmas in Philadelphia?
You can have a half a day off for Christmas morning, and then you're going to be recording Daily Face Off
Live. Half a cheesesteak and a can of Schlitz.
And then you'll have to wear an Eagles shirt, and then you'll make some content.
I kept joking with Frank because he was like, like you can come down to Philly and visit me and I'll show you around Philly. Okay. And I was like, Frank, I'm coming for Christmas. Like, I'm going to be a part of your family. Like, I'm going to open presents with them on Christmas Day.
That'd be nice. Wouldn't that I be bet funny? He'd get you a real nice gift.
That'd be a great bit. He probably would. Frank's a great guy.
Are you pals?
Yeah, I think we're pals. Like, I mean, we talk like 3 times a fucking day, right? You're kind of forced to be friends when you work that closely with someone.
That's Do you pals. Miss Low Tide now?
Do I miss Low Tide? Yeah, I miss Low Tide.
Yeah, I thought you would.
Yeah.
Do you like it better with your new boyfriend?
I listen to the Lowdown on my drive into this into this studio. Sure. Every once in a while.
Are you very critical of who's the new Tyler on the Lowdown?
Well, no, because it's her Nan, and I love Nan. So, but I can. It's happened now back to back days where Low Tide's been going through a segment interviewing someone, and I'll sit there and be like, Low Tide's gonna say this, and he'll come and he'll say exactly what I think he is. Like me and him had that shit down, man. I know exactly what he's gonna say. Someone texted in and was like. The Oilers, blah, 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 listed some stat. And I was like, Low Tide's going to say, don't bring logic and reason to the table when texting our show. And the next thing out of Low Tide's mouth was like, now, don't bring logic and reason when you're texting into the show. And I was like, fuck, told you. I can do the damn thing. I can do the whole damn show myself.
Where do you want to end up with your career? Like, where do you want
Do you want to be Frank Saravalli?
Or the new Low Tide producer?
Frank Saravalli works really hard, eh?
Yeah, of course. Damn, that's why he's Frank Saravalli.
I know. Like, being an insider, that's the other thing, too. I never really understood how being an insider worked, like, how he got his info. And he literally just, like, calls friends around the league. And he's like, I got, like, 8 hours of insider work ahead. And he'll just, like, call and, like, chit-chat with people.
For 8 hours?
Yeah, he's like, I got, like, 8 hours of calls to make.
And so you don't want that for your life?
I don't know. It might be kind of fun. I like knowing shit, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that side of it appeals to me. But
bolstering your Rolodex would be...
But that'd be so hard. You have to be so personable.
Oh, and you think people don't like you?
I think they'll be sick of me right away. I've already established that.
I like you.
That's career goal number one, is finding out ways for people to not be sick of me. I think I have to stop being such a grouch.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm really opening up on this podcast today.
It is.
You're cracking
good.
You open.
It's good.
I know.
I like it.
You got to have your shtick, though. You just got to come back with a new shtick every year.
People need to see your warm, gooey center.
Sports is one of the few things you can do for a long, 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 long time. Sports commentary, sports media.
Yeah, because the content's always changing, right? Like
teams always new.
Yeah, teams always new. I told Caroline for our live show, I was like, I want to try to be like more upbeat and positive for this. And she was like, I think it's funny when you get mad. Because I was like yelling about like the cables in here one day when she came in. And she was like, we need a camera just to follow you around while you swear and like throw cables at the wall. And
Caroline's been with the company like 6 minutes and she already knows how crusty you are.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'll just be like sitting here editing something. I'll be like, what the fuck is going on with this? And she'll laugh her ass off. And I'm like, why? I'm angry.
Anyways. I think that new show is good.
It is real good.
With Frank?
No, well, yes.
That, well, that one is also
good. The one with Caroline had really bad technical difficulties the first day.
Oh, fuck. Everyone can fuck off. Who cares?
I know, but I was pissed off. Like, legitimately, I take that shit seriously. And when we were having technical problems, I went home and I sat on my couch and I was like steaming still, like the whole ride home.
Ah, you did your best.
I was fucking mad.
Whatever.
And then you look at the comments and people are like, the technology on the show is a joke.
You're all
like,
wrong.
Ah.
But
I'm so motivated. I have a good one on Saturday. Like, I'm going to come in here. That's going to be the best fucking pregame show I ever put forward.
There's also a lot of people that just like to fuck with you. You know that too, right?
Yeah, I know. But these, they were like Facebook commenters. When it's like Surveyor Brett and Danger Suede and them like messing with me, I'm like, all right, this is in good spirits at least, I hope. But when it's some random on Facebook who's like, fucking show's a joke. This shit sucks. Classic Oilers Nation. I'm like, really now, Calvin H in the Facebook chat? You want to fucking go?
Well, if they don't like it, fuck them. That's what I say.
Fair enough.
Hey, man, got to get our at-bats in somehow.
We're trying our best.
Sometimes there's some technical difficulties.
You're sitting there with an actual mainstream media person, Caroline. That's a good start.
Graphics are
fly as fuck. Did it all work out?
Did you make those?
Which ones?
The graphics for the pregame show, or was it Kennedy?
Mix of both.
Oh, really?
Nice. Some of it was me, some of it was Liam, some of it was Kennedy.
Who did the animation part?
The animation part? That would have been all Kennedy. Anything that moves is Kennedy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anything
great, that's man. Still it is mostly really. And her hype video was
her hype great. Video was awesome.
It was good. Yeah, she works quick too. Like she's been doing really a bunch quick. Of stuff with Frank, and Frank will like send her a raw file in the morning, and like 2 hours later she'll be like, "I'm done." You're like, what the
Kennedy's
like,
the best.
I like had a coffee, and you're done this already.
If you don't know who we're talking about right now, Kennedy, you're probably wearing her shirt she designed right now.
Yeah, she did a lot.
She does a lot of stuff for the network behind the scenes. Like our hype video yesterday that Wanya just said, it was awesome.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave her, by the way, we gave her no time to make that. It was just, Jay and I were having a conversation. We're like, is there a hype video this week? Oh yeah, we kind of forgot about that. So I text Kennedy. I was like, hey, I know the game's in 6 minutes, but can you do it?
I like that our pinned tweet is still golf tournament video coming soon. Like, oh yeah, when's that fucking coming out? ESPN of the North.
One day.
We should replace maybe next year's tournament. Tweet.
Yeah, we should do that right now.
Also, when you check Twitter analytics, it says the bottom, your last payment was declined. I always laugh at that. It's like,
what did we try to pay on
like a sponsored Twitter. Post or something? But I don't even know when the last time we would have done that.
We wouldn't have done a sponsored post.
It just always is like, you're not affluent whenever I check the analytics. Like, damn, Twitter.
You broke, boys.
You're cold.
Keeps us humble, you know, Tyler?
Mm-hmm. I hope everyone listening enjoyed this episode.
Of course they did.
Not.
Of course they did.
Thank you.
We got to crack open Tyler's warm little gooey heart.
Yeah, we realized that
makes me really uncomfortable talking about myself.
I know. That's why I asked. You short-circuited the sports media industry and have no plan. That is not, makes no sense.
I just go day by day.
Really?
Yeah, just like, fuck, what do I got to do today?
Let me flip it around. What do you attribute your success to?
What do I attribute my success to?
Yes.
The random cluster of people that for some reason gave a fuck about me.
Wow, like, that is mild praise for himself.
But like, you know, like...
Are right, though. That's like,
that's the battle in media.
I think of me having this job in the exact same way.
What do you mean?
It's just a random collection of fucking conversations.
That's
that
what life is, man.
Yeah.
Like, if Bag Milk didn't like me, if you didn't like me, and if Jay didn't like me, I mean, granted, you might not, but like, if you didn't like believe in my ability to do the work, like, I just wouldn't have the job, right?
Yeah.
And like at TSN, like, I wouldn't have gotten in there if Matt Iwanek didn't just like me.
Really?
Like, if I wasn't just like, you know, if I didn't like warm up to him and like become friends with him, kind of, and like, I know like the work is another part of it, but like the random group of people who are like, I'm going to like look out for this guy. Like, that's the only reason.
I just felt you had it. Like, I remember meeting you and you're like, I'm already doing AJHL website and I have this. And you just had the authoritative way about you. I'm like, oh yeah, this guy's going to be in charge.
I think about it sometimes too. If I wasn't randomly listening to Gregor's show one time in 2008 or whatever, I wouldn't be here. That's how I found Oilers Nation. I was listening to Gregor, and he mentioned it.
Mm-hmm. So good money for him to say that, too.
Yeah.
You don't think that was out of the goodness of his heart?
No.
Oh, no.
Classic Gregs.
Classic JG.
So, there you go, Tyler.
His earrings.
But, like, I agree with you. It's a random collection of events and just weird relationships or whatever.
Even, like, listeners and stuff, too, right? Like, people, like, listen to this and are like, oh, man, like, I care about these guys. And it's like, what? Why? That's wild. That's crazy shit.
I look forward to seeing what the meme team comes up with about you today. Showing your sensitive side.
Yeah, okay.
The softer side of Sears is coming out of Tyler Grubchuk today.
Hello.
All right, well, then we should probably wrap this up here. Another Oilers game on Saturday, Battle of Alberta, Saturday night.
Will they remain undefeated? Yes.
Yeah.
Battle of Alberta?
It's Battle of Alberta.
I'm excited. And
the Flames haven't played yet. That's the Flames' first game.
I thought last night that Tkachuk re-signing with the Senators, I thought for some reason it was the other one signing and going to the Senators. So I texted my buddy, can you believe the Tkachuk brothers are going to play together? And he's like, what? It floors me that you're a hockey blogger for a living. I'm like, oh, right, that's the other Tkachuk. Nope.
The better Tkachuk, in my opinion. Tyler's pondering.
No.
I think Matthew's a better one.
I don't know which one I would take. If you were like, hey, you can start a franchise right now, which Tkachuk are you taking?
Yeah, it's always Keith.
Yeah, I'd take Keith.
Absolutely. But Keith now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I want Keith now. I don't want Keith in
the
net.
He'd be hard to move in front of the net. Got that old man strength.
Well, Andy hasn't missed a meal in a while, allegedly, in my opinion.
Imagine both his kids had kids in the NHL, and in a generation, Keith is sitting in the stands even more Bud Lights
holding
deep.
Court.
Yeah, then the kids, the boys are now Keith-shaped, and then the grandsons are out there killing the game.
But, like, it keeps fucking multiplying. Yeah. So, like, Keith had Brady and Matt. Then Matt has two. Brady has two. Yes. And then we get to the point where we're doing episode 98,412 of the Real Life Podcast brought to you by the HGA Group. And we're like, can you believe there's 19 Keith?
The Tkachuks entire league is Tkachuks.
Yeah.
Could the Tkachuks form a super team? There's, like, rumors about them all signing in St. Louis at once.
Can you imagine a Connor Jr.? Do you think he'd be good at the game?
I bet he would do something entirely different.
Really?
Yep.
I could
be
see
a
Connor.
Good surfer.
I don't know. I think so. Connor would be like, you want to do hockey drills?
Yes, like, that's how they bond.
That's, like, the only way they know how to interact.
Yeah. That's cool. I'd watch that.
I would preemptively draft Connor McDavid Jr. just to be safe.
We should probably do that.
Get on it right now.
In the AFL, the Australian Rules Football League,
yes,
you automatically have claim to the children of any former player.
Really?
The father and son rule.
Wild.
Really?
Yep.
Australia.
Crazy.
Down under.
Not a real country.
Nope.
Little known fact.
Shout out to our boy Sam Miller, right? He's our Australian listener. I got the name right.
Josh Brown.
Josh Brown Josh also Brown. Listens.
Yeah.
Sam Brown might listen.
He may sometimes. He has twins of his own now.
Mm-hmm. Does he?
Twins having twins.
And are they going to the NHL?
AFL.
Ah, AFL.
Yeah.
Okay.
Handsome boys, those Brown twins.
Oh.
And we are almost at an hour. So boy, grinded that one out, eh, guys?
No, it was effortless.
Well,
Connor McDavid backwards skating.
It's just a bummer that I have a story that I want to talk about, but I don't want to talk about it.
No, please.
That video. People are going to love the video we have coming out soon.
That video, yeah.
Yeah, like, I want to talk about it because it's awesome. Because I can't
just drop a big lead up to something.
So, okay. So what happened was sales guy Jared today calls me and he's like, I've got something to talk to you about. I'm like, okay, we're on the phone. Let's do it. And he's like, no, can't be on the phone. I'm like, what the fuck? Are we smuggling pandas? Like, what's going on here?
Well, a one and done.
Could have been a one and done. So he's like, no, you have to be at the office. So I was like, okay, I'll be there for the podcast. And then something happened that was awesome. That also included Tyler fucking filming me for some reason.
I got some good content.
So anyway, there's going to be
a cool
video coming up.
All right.
Well, I look forward to see what Kennedy does with it too, by the way.
This has been episode 321 of the Real Life Podcast. Shout out to the HGA Group, DoorDash, and Twig and Berries, all of our lovely sponsors. And shout out to you, one of our listeners. There might only be 8 of you who are constantly hitting the refresh button and racking up the streams, but that's good enough for us. Enjoy your weekend, and we will talk again next week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Real Life Podcast. Don't want to miss any of our nonsense? Hit the subscribe button and give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.